USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions of Americans from the upper Midwest to the Northeast seeing severe winter weather tonight. In New York State, forecasters expect heavy rain, damaging wind, and some snow. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says her state is ready.
Keeping people off early, I think that's what saved lives in Western New York, and having travel bans in place early, because you have to be ready to handle the worst case scenarios.
Peak snowfall expected to reach 1 to 2 inches in New York from tonight into Friday morning, while blizzard conditions in the Dakotas could result in nearly half a foot of snow in places. A deal is done in Washington to avert a federal government shutdown.
The government was set to run out of money Friday. The $858 billion National Defense Authorization Act will extend funding for federal agencies for another week as Congress works to pass a massive full-year spending package. I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. National Archives with a document dump, perhaps shedding a little more light on the Kennedy assassination, among other things.
The information comes from about 8,000 documents related to the death of President John F. Kennedy. However, a White House memo adds that there are a number of records that contain information for, quote, continued postponement of public disclosure until June 30th. It notes that those files may cause harm to defense, intelligence operations, law enforcement, or foreign relations. Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963 in Dallas, Texas. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Border concerns mixed with fear over the deadly drug fentanyl as the nation awaits the end of the pandemic-era Title 42 authority blocking some people at the southern border. Research shows teen fentanyl deaths in the U.S. have tripled in the past 3 years, and the DEA says it's investigating over 120 cases that involve the dealing of the deadly drug over social media. This is USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Biden administration committing to invest in trade, infrastructure, and economy in Africa, hoping to compete more effectively with China in those emerging markets during the ongoing Africa Summit in D.C. today.
In addition to our investments, we're also committed to helping African countries assess the financing you need, to build sustainable and inclusive economies.
On Wednesday, President Biden announced that $15 billion will be invested in two-way trade commitments, deals, and partnerships in Africa. Russian officials being hit with a new round of sanctions from the U.S. One Russian oligarch is among those targeted. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken described that person as, quote, a close associate of President Putin. Nearly 24 Russian governors were also hit with sanctions. 2 Mississippi police officers killed in the line of duty while serving a welfare check on a vehicle during the pre-dawn hours this week on Thursday. Bay St. Louis Police Chief Toby Schwartz talks about officers Stephen Robin and Brandon Estorf.
An exceptional cadet who was truly going places in law enforcement and in our police department.
The suspect, Amy Anderson, reportedly died from a self-inflicted gunshot to the chest. Americans can order 4 more free COVID-19 tests through the mail starting today. It's part of the Biden administration's plan to deal with an increase in COVID cases sparked by indoor holiday gatherings. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.